Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Late Night is off this week. Chris Rock, he's out touring. The San Francisco Gate had somebody at one of their shows. And some notes from a recent Chris Rock performance. One of his jokes, I'm not a victim. You're not going to see me on Gail crying. I'm presumably talking about Gail King. Chris Rock has been incorporating current events into his evolving set. He says he's unapologetically pro-choice. I paid for more abortions than anyone in this room. They named the recovery room after me. He then talked about being a father and the complications of raising rich kids. He revealed his daughter was kicked out of a private school for drinking on a class trip to Portugal. Then he contrasted a frugal bus trip he took from Brooklyn to Disney World as a child with a more recent Disney visit where he had the VIP Illuminati package that included real perks like line skipping and a punchline about a lap dance from Minnie. He joked about Elon Musk, saying he's the most sexually active man in the world, partially thanks to his ability to fly bitches to the moon. He blamed Hillary Clinton's two failed presidential runs on how she didn't campaign in all 50 states. Meghan Markle was also in his crosshairs. Chris Rock said she should have expected to experience racism and wasn't a victim. That drew protests from an audience member. Wow. He also joked about how black families also wonder about a baby's skin tone and whether the child will look more like Steph Curry or Draymond Green. Then in his closer, he talked about the pitfalls of his new dating life. He pulled out his glasses and read real text messages from his phone, which were projected on screen behind him. The messages came from a woman Rock didn't remember named Candace, and Rock told her he was in a new relationship. Chris Rock reportedly dating Lake Bell. They've been spotted together. We'll be talking about them on Gossip Corner pretty soon. Candace gave Chris Rock a hard time about how he cheated on his previous wife. Vulture reviewed the Bill Burr special, and this headline, I think, is in line with the review I read to you yesterday. Vulture's headline, Bill Burr's exhausting, frustrating, fascinating battle with himself. Now, I probably should have watched this thing. I've got this new TV. It's awesome. I was watching the Mets, and then the Mets got boring, and I'm like, should I watch Bill Burr? But I've been into The Bear on Hulu. Have you seen The Bear? At first, I was like, I don't get this show, and now I'm totally hooked on The Bear. So I was a bad comedy podcast host and did not watch Bill Burr yet. I will. I like Bill Burr a lot, but The Bear is so good. Vulture says, Live at Red Rocks does not attempt to tie the different sides of Bill Burr together into one coherent picture. He's the angry yelling man. He's the man who regrets his anger. He's the man who rants about feminism. He's the man who's been changed by his experience as a father. Red Rocks has no palpable design for how these different aspects of Burr clash against one another, but one emerges anyhow at the beginning and the end. It's furious, frustrated Bill, smiling cheekily when he knows he's made you mad. The jokes are roadblocks. They're a patch of brambles surrounding the self-loathing, anxious, reflective comedian Burr reveals midway through its special. And then, lest you think he's gone too soft, he pulls out of the nosedive into gentleness. The whole thing ends with a joke Burr has carefully calibrated to be maximally offensive to every person in the room, and he jokes, see, I'm offensive, I live down to your expectations. His performance works like a surfer on a wave. He waits out the rising emotion, then skids neatly down the side of it, turning vaccine skepticism into a joke about patriotism that caves to self-interest and laziness. As expected, there was backlash to Dave Chappelle getting an Emmy nomination for The Closer. Shannon O'Connor on Twitter tweeted, Do better, TV Academy. Twitter user Pierogiewitch said, I'm sorry. I don't ever want to hear any cishet man complain about cancel culture again. This is crushing. Another user responded to that tweet saying, Disgusting. Another misfire from an award ceremony. Even nominating that special is such a messed up thing to do. Twitter user _ Jennifer Milton said Dave Chappelle got nominated for an Emmy for his transphobic piece of trash. Another Twitter user wrote, Oh, so Dave Chappelle has been canceled directly into an Emmy nomination. Neil Brennan has known Dave Chappelle since 1992. He spoke to WABE about Dave Chappelle. He said, I've known him 30 years now, since we were both 18. You know, he's just got a world-class, one-in-a-billion mind, and he's just insanely talented, smart, and funny. Chris Rock one time said, You're not competitive with Dave. And I'm like, well, if I thought I could win, I actually am competitive with him. Like, he would laugh at me saying I'm not. He once said, I'm the most competitive person he's ever met. And I said, that's because you can't meet yourself. We have an ongoing joke, which is, I want his last words on earth to be, Neil was right. So one of the 8 billion things I do is I host a casual travel podcast. It's called Travel Is Back. On that show, I tell you about some places I've been and what I like to do there. I was recently out in Los Angeles recording some more LA episodes. And in about 3 weeks or so, you'll hear me go to Catalina Island, which was awesome. This week is a look at New England beaches. Last week, the beaches of New York City, Long Island, New Jersey. Next week, Long Beach Island, New Jersey. And then we'll get back to LA and we'll do Catalina Island. So Travel Is Back, wherever you get your shows. I mentioned I was watching TV, and I turned on the TV, and they put in front of me, I couldn't believe it, this really happened. I know it's going to sound like I'm making this up, an ad for the Bob's Burgers movie. I took a screenshot, and I shared it on Instagram at Daily Comedy News, and I was asking everybody, dare I press play on this? Could there actually be a Bob's Burgers movie? Well, Travis Zepp replied on Facebook. He claims to have watched it. He did add, though, I don't know anybody else who's seen it. So Travis Zepp may be a unicorn who has seen Bob's Burgers. Ask yourself two questions, unless you're Travis Zepp. Have you ever seen Bob's Burgers? Everybody but Travis is like, no. And have you ever met anyone who has seen Bob's Burgers? That answer is no, I've never met Travis, but I can now say I know of one person who claims to have seen Bob's Burgers. So we'll keep an eye on that evolving story. Just for Laughs, Montreal has opened. This week it's a little quiet before the big events in 2 weeks. The Just for the Culture shows are going on every night. Bruce Hills is the president of Just for Laughs and a good guy with whom I've done business, and he is awesome. Bruce spoke to Cult MTL, you know, like Montreal Culture. They asked Bruce Hills about all the breakout performances he's seen over the years, and he said, Tim Allen absolutely destroyed. And he was on the Showtime broadcast, which introduced him to audiences all across America. I saw the Rowan Atkinson set, which was magical. Margaret Cho and Ray Romano both had sets that destroyed and very quickly got development deals for their TV shows. Dave Chappelle's set, he knew something special was going on. What comedian would Bruce like to see come back from the dead? Bill Hicks. Bill did his one-person show in Montreal in the early 90s, and it was a smash hit. Montrealers loved Bill Hicks. That show was in a small room in the Centaur Theater and was shot for Channel 4 in the UK, and that led to him blowing up in the UK and Australia, lending him to be a bit of a concert act in the US and Canada. What was astounding about that is Hicks had a hard time finding an audience. His point of view wasn't appreciated at the Chuckle Hut in Alabama, and he wouldn't compromise. When he got to Montreal, he walked into a room where everybody related, everyone agreed, and everybody wanted to hear what he had to say. He cared. Killed. Rolling Stone voted it one of the top 10 specials of all time. Wow. He became an overnight rock star in the UK. It was exactly what the Brits wanted to hear from an American comedian. Okay, what show has surprised Just for Laughs top brass with unexpected success? Bruce Hills picks The Nasty Show. It was something we thought would do for a couple years, and it's still one of the biggest sellers at the festival. It just took off and kept on rolling. What did you think was going to work that didn't? Lost in translation. The idea was comedians would do both languages, English and French, and it was lost. No one wanted to see the artist perform in another language, and the audience just kept barking at them to stay in their original language. It was not a success, and we never did it again, and yet people continue to pitch it saying, we'll do what Sugar Sammy does, and the answer is no. Sugar Sammy owns that space. We do not. We will not go there again. Bruce Hills, what style of comedy are you happy has fallen out of fashion? He states emphatically, Trump jokes and impressions. Enough already. Tim Heidecker is the guest on the Last Laugh podcast this week. Heidecker started performing deliberately terrible stand-up comedy about 15 years ago at a weekly open mic night hosted by a friend. I had dabbled in stand-up comedy earlier in my life, and it was heavily influenced by Andy Kaufman. He has the tape of those early performances buried away somewhere as the Rosetta Stone of embarrassment. After watching comedians get up and bomb so badly week after week, he decided to try bombing on purpose as sort of a prank. But it wasn't until he started watching Donald Trump's campaign rallies in 2015 and 16 that he thought he might be able to turn the material into an hour-long special, which he released for free on YouTube before the 2020 election. Watching Trump, I started being influenced by that kind of braggadocio, that kind of swagger that's totally undeserved. There's nothing behind it. It's just attitude. On his tour, he does intentionally banned stand-up material and surprisingly sincere music. He adds, I don't know how anything works for general audiences, but my crowd shows up and they're all for it. Anecdotally, there were people that were like, yeah, I wasn't too familiar with your music, but it was surprisingly good. So that's always a nice thing to hear. And that is your comedy news for today. You can follow this show for free on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you get your shows. Become a premium subscriber. Get the episodes commercial free. $5 a month, first month free on Apple Podcasts. Buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. See you tomorrow.